it's such a neat idea. I think I'd first heard from maybe James Baker and said, oh man, we should do this Beethoven 5K sort of thing, because it takes maybe 30, 35 minutes to on average to do a 5K if you're, you know, going at a certain pace. And so I was like, wow. And then sure enough, Steve Payne came to me and said, hey, we're going to do this. And so last year we had some fun. We did some videos, and you guys are doing again now this Saturday, the 14th. It's the 13th. There we go. See, already an edit. this Saturday, the 13th, you guys are having the second annual Yosa Fun Run. And here in the studios is Angel Whitley. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
And the executive director of Yosa, Stephen Payne.
Hi, John.
Glad to have you here. So I guess last year went pretty well. I know Beethoven was there. There were a couple of costumed folks. But it was pretty successful last year. So you guys are doing it again this year.
It was. It was a lot of fun. We did feel it was successful. We had a good number of people show up. We had over 500 people come out to run or walk. And we have a 5K race and a 10K race. So the Yosa Beethoven 5K 10K is a kind of play on Beethoven's fifth, or Beethoven 5, as we call it in the industry. And of course, Beethoven did start writing a 10th symphony too. So, you know, it's a tenuous play, but we'll take it.
Oh, sure. Now, there are probably so many runs I see these days. I mean, it just has become, I think, more and more popular, more so than when I was growing up, that it's kind of neat. You Angel, have a wonderful group that's participating in this, right?
We do. And we have lots of training groups, but one of our beginners training groups is called No Boundaries, and this is through our store Fleet Feet Sports, and we're one of the sponsors of the Yosa Beethoven 5K 10K. And our No Boundaries group, this is their graduation race, and it's really, really fun. So it's a lot of people that are just getting into running or want to get off the couch and start moving and improve their wellness. And our goal race is this race, because Fleet Feet loves to be in the community, and we love to build community, and we love partnering with Yosa and what they're doing in our city and for all the kids in our city.
Well, this is a wonderful fun run that is going on. You can actually see the route and everything on the website at yosa.org. Kids are actually going to be there from the orchestra playing, right, and encouraging folks.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have some kids will be running it, and then Yosa parents as well, of course. And then we have two or three groups that are going to be playing on the route itself. So those will be sort of small chamber-sized groups that will be playing, providing some music on the course. And then at the finish line, we're having what we call the Yosa Pop-Up Orchestra. And that's because they play pop music or popular music, and they also tend to pop up in unusual places. So here would they be in the parking lot at Central Market, performing for people as they cross the finish line. So that'd be a lot of fun too. And of course, we also have TPR, who have generously decided to play Beethoven's Fifth Symphony whilst the run is happening. And so we're actually going to have a few boomboxes out on the course too, so when they're in between those water stops, they can still have some music while they run.
Yeah, I'm excited to have that going on, and we'll have some fun race music going on a little bit beforehand at 8 o'clock, but right at 8:30 we'll play Beethoven's Fifth and see things kick off.
Not all classical music is slow, relaxing, calming. Some of it is motivating and energetic, and so we'll definitely be looking to you guys to provide some of that.
And Angel, this is one of those things that I think is good for the community, and it's good for arts organizations like Yosa, because they get a little bit of funding from, you know, concert attendance and registration, but you know the scope of their programs, there's 1,500 kids that are in various classes throughout the year and in orchestras, so this really helps them as well.
Absolutely, and we love to be involved in things that build community, and Yosa is wonderful, and that's why we love to be a part of it, because it helps so many great kids around the city. And we love to be a part of races that are for nonprofit organizations and that go towards something that are going to be helping people out in the community.
Now, you know, I think one of the runners last year might have been dressed up as Beethoven. I think I saw a powdered wig.
I think I did too. I wonder if he's going to make another appearance this year.
Wow. Well, we'll have to see Saturday morning. Again, this affects the budget. This is one of those things that really helps kids be able to learn music, because funding these days. Let's, you know, face the facts. The economy is not in the best condition. You know, it's a sequester going on and all sorts of things. This sort of thing really is vital for Yosa, I imagine.
Right. I mean, talking from the business side of things, I mean, one of the reasons we were able to get this kickstarted is because there was just a need to diversify where our funding sources were coming from. And we needed to do something different that was going to reach more people in the community, get these kids exposed. These kids work so hard and put so much into their music making. It makes such an impact in their lives. But we're looking to the community to support what these kids are doing and for a way to them to give back to the community as well. And so this seemed like a good match of finding a way to take classical music and put it in an environment you wouldn't always necessarily think of classical music belonging. But it does show that music belongs in so much of our lives. It doesn't just belong in a concert hall. It's part of our everyday lives, not just on the radio, but, you know, any film you watch, any TV commercial, music is there. It has such an important impact in everything that we do. So this is just another way for us to show that. And also, our organization is about kids having fun playing music. And then this is a great way for people to have fun while they're listening to our kids play their music. So it seems to check a lot of boxes from that point of view.
Yeah, it seems like a win-win-win. sort of situation, yeah. Well, I guess I'd end asking, Angel, there are lots of ways to help out, obviously, to if you're not going to run, maybe come out and support, and certainly you can make a donation to Yosa, but it's one of those things that you have, this No Boundaries is an ongoing program. While this is a graduation,
it is.
You guys do this throughout the year, don't you?
We do. No Boundaries, believe it or not, we Fleet Feet sports teams with New Balance, and it's actually the biggest 5K, beginners 5K program in the nation. It graduates over 20,000 runners every year. So it's really fun to be a part of this huge network of people that are creating movement in a community, in a group together. So, yes, we have actually another No Boundaries that will start up May 15th, and then we have another one that starts in October. So we have three No Boundaries beginners 5K, 10K programs a year, and they all will go towards different organizations in town. And our biggest one that we do is for the Yosa race. And, you know, the one thing I love that Steve has always said, that one thing that brings music and running together is that music and running are great when they're done by themselves, but when you do them in a group, they're even better. And that's what running is like, and that's what music is like as well. So it's wonderful to bring these two facets of our communities together and then expose each other to what both, you know, the arts and the running community have to offer to each other.
Where can folks find out more about No Boundaries?
You can find out more about No Boundaries on our website. It's fleetfeetsanantonio.com, and it's under our training tab. And registration is open right now through a link on our website to join our No Boundaries program for our May session.
Oh, cool. Well, we appreciate you coming in today. Steve, I guess I'd end. This is a busy week. I know Violins and Voices is happening, a wonderful collaboration with the Children's Chorus. You guys did an awesome concert with the Brahms Festival with the CCSA. And then I know in May there's a big concert coming up with student soloists and whatnot. It's a busy time of year. Where can folks find out more about Yosa? And people should come if they're not going to run, probably to just catch some of the kids and maybe make a donation this weekend.
Sure. Of course, again, our website has a lot of information, yosa.org. We encourage people just to come out and support the kids and whatever concert they're presenting, whatever activities they're involved in. For the run on Saturday, you can register online right now, which is very easy to do. It's $30 for the 5K, $40 for the 10K. Or you can come the day of and register an hour before the race too. Race starts at Central Market on Broadway, and the gun goes off at 8 o'clock, so be there in plenty of time to make the start.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's great to see you guys, and we'll catch up more. I know maybe we can get you to come back by and tell us a little bit about the summer program that's going to be coming on.
Yeah, we'd love to. Summer symphony camps right around the corner. Thank you, John.
Yeah.
Thank you.